It's time for Tonia's Kitchen, taking you around the world of food and wine. Here is Tonia King.
My guest today is cookbook author Jenny Gomes. We're talking about the brand new book, The Pressure Canning Cookbook. Thanks for joining me, Jenny.
Thanks for having me.
So this is your first book, right?
Yes, this is my first book.
It's pressure canning. It's not a pressure cooker. Tell me the difference between both of those pots.
Sure. A pressure canner is an analog device that has a locking lid. And it's the goal with a pressure canner is to have that locking lid, fill the pot with pure steam, and achieve an internal temperature inside your jars of goodness that you're canning of over 240 degrees Fahrenheit, which is the temperature that kills thermophilic bacteria that could make us sick. A pressure cooker, its most recent iteration is the Instant Pot and similar brands that use high heat to cook. But a pressure canner is like a supercharged version that's been tested to get that internal temperature inside the jars over that super important 240 degrees. So they're very similar, but a pressure canner doesn't look quite as fancy. They might need a new PR person to get them, you know, the attention that they deserve. But they achieve that high temperature inside that is necessary for preserving shelf-stable meals in jars.
Well, you know, I have been canning for years and I did it without a pressure canner. And so this is great because it brings it up a level and it makes it a lot easier to do than the old fashioned way.
Right. The water bath that you remember grandma canning, you know, with the black and white speckled pot, those recipes for water bath canning are all high acid. So that's your jams, your applesauce, your fruit recipes, and vegetables that are pickled. They're swimming in a very high acid brine, right?
Right.
So when your recipes are absent that all important acid, then you need to rely on the extra high heat to create an environment inside the jars that's inhospitable to spoilers. So that's the difference. And it's really important for low acid recipes to be preserved at that high heat.
Absolutely. So you have a lot of great recipes in this book. So basically, you're putting your recipe together and then putting it in the jars and putting it into the canner.
Right. So I think some pressure canning, some of the philosophy behind some pressure canners is to turn their kitchens like into a mini factory and just put plain raw meat into jars as quickly as possible. And what's sacrificed is flavor and aesthetics. And when I sat down to make the list of recipes I wanted in my cookbook, I wanted jars that a picky kid would not be able to tell it had been canned. And one step that a canner can take is to do what's called hot pack. And that is to brown or pre-cook your meats before putting them in the pressure canner. And that just keeps a great color and shape, and it brings a really great flavor to your canned meat. And so when I was testing all of the recipes for this cookbook, I cooked just a large batch of the particular recipe. And one half of it I would put in the pressure canner. And then the other half I would cook a little while longer. And that's what my family ate for supper that night. So the method I prefer usually is to pre-cook most of your ingredients all together, load them into the jars, and then can them. So it's like you're cooking kind of in advance and then putting them in the pressure canner for preservation.
Yeah, it's a great way to stock up.
It is. And I think it's like the way of making, of meal prepping, but using whole foods, vegetables that you got from your farmer's market, meat that you got from a farmer that you know. It's a really great way to marry slow food and fast food for the home.
The other thing that's kind of cool about this is that, you know, when it's harvest season and we're loaded with so many vegetables and, you know, that's when most people think about that, the canning with the water bath. But you, with pressure canning, can do it throughout the year with some of the other recipes that you have. Why don't you share one or two of your recipes?
Oh, thank you. The navy bean chicken chili is one that I think everybody will really love. It's made with affordable ingredients. You know, navy beans are readily available and they're very affordable, and they really shine with the chicken, jalapenos, broth, peppers, cumin, and other spices. It's just a really good filling chicken chili that you can just grab off the shelf and warm up and eat just straight out of the jar if you'd like.
Sounds really delicious. So, how about another one?
Sure. My husband's family immigrated from Portugal, and they had talked for as long as I can remember about their matriarch making this Portuguese pork dish, and they pronounced it as Vinnie Darlis. And for years, I thought, "What is this Vinnie Darlis? I've never even heard of this." And so, with some investigative Googling, I realized that what they were talking about was Vinha de Alhos, which is Portuguese pork with wine and vinegar. And that recipe, I feel like, was one of the home runs of my lineup. It turned out even better than I could have expected. And it's just a very flavorful, delicious pork dish that you would never know had been preserved. You'd
And what
never know it
else
would have
is
been
in it?
vegetables and spices and that white wine and apple cider vinegar. And it's just really tender and delicious.
Wow, yummy. Bone broth. Tell me about
Yeah.
using bone broth in canning.
So bone broth has really been having a resurgence in popularity because of the many nutritional benefits. Bone broth is made by taking bones and roasting them for about an hour with some aromatics, onions, any other vegetables you may have, and then simmering them for a long time, straining them out, and then you can pressure can it. And the resulting broth is rich, full of collagen, full of nutrition, very filling, and it is the most flavorful thing you could ever cook with. I say in the book, there is no limit to the amount of bone broth that you could pressure can because you would never be sorry that you had an extra jar of it. It's just such a flavor bomb.
Boy, you must have shelves filled with lots of goodies.
Well, I try to keep a variety, and sometimes it's hard to rein in your enthusiasm and get enough of a variety of things. But I do have a pretty full pantry shelf, you're right.
We're talking with cookbook author Jenny Gomes about her brand new book, The Pressure Canning Cookbook. Now, how do we find you on social media, Jenny?
I'm most active on Instagram, and my handle there is at the domestic wildflower.
That sounds great. Thanks so much for taking some time to talk about your new book with me today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for tuning in. We hope you'll subscribe to this podcast as we continue to take you around the world of food and wine on Tonia's Kitchen.